97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're going to switch gears because we've had a lot of Eagles talk and, you know, didn't work out for them today. But the Sixers have been playing good basketball, especially at home. It was an interesting game last night. Yeah, I think it was last night. Yes. That's how long today has been. Coach Lynam is with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. I already couldn't remember that was just yesterday because today felt so long, Coach, with the Eagles game. In particular, the Sixers-Pacers game where they gave up 116 points, but they won by three, so good for them. Was there anything surprising about how that game played out that, caught your attention?
Well, yeah, I think Brett Brown acknowledged after the game, D, that the Sixers had trouble guarding the Pacers. The Pacers, I thought, played a really high-level offensive game, but so did the Sixers. So it was kind of a shootout in a sense. I don't know if the fact that they were both on back-to-backs had something to do with that, but it ended in pretty dramatic fashion. I mean, Ben Simmons, you know, true stars, they make plays late in games in all sports to me.
Yeah, and so Ben Simmons, yeah, his three steals in the final 14 seconds and couple that with the steal at the Garden that certainly put a dagger in the Knicks game.
There you go.
Those kinds of plays is what are what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, Brett has been, you know, selling the fact that, you know, this is not just a good defender, that Simmons is really like elite, like, you know, all defensive first team kind of player. And I would concur that through these first, 18 games, he's really been outstanding. And I thought the plays last night at the end of the game just put an exclamation point, you know, on that subject.
Do you think because he has made those kinds of plays, and I'll go back to the Knicks, that it takes a little away from the conversation? In the Knicks game, he's 5 of 10 at the foul line, and some of this becomes problematic for your starting point guard. I will acknowledge these are, you know, star playing or star making these kind of plays for sure, but it takes away from the conversation. There are other parts of his game that still need to be improved.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. I think if either Ben and or Brett Brown were on with us right now, they would both acknowledge that. But I think sometimes, you know, there's so much focus in sports on the offensive aspect of games that we really sometimes lose sight of, like, when guys who are really high-level defenders in any sport.
Got
and
it.
I think you have to say that Simmons, I mean, he's very special at certain things, as we know, at the offensive end. But his defense, I mean, it's just a, as Brett likes to say, you know, he's so big and so athletic. You know, he's special.
All right, Embiid, if we're talking about special, 32 points, 11 rebounds. The one for me, he's 15 of 15 at the line. And since his scoreless game in Toronto, he's averaged 30.7 points, 14.7 rebounds, while making 40 of 44 at the foul line. That to me, those numbers are mind-boggling a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree, Dan. I would focus really on the last one if I were going to, you know, like, set them up in order. 44 free throws in three games.
Unbelievable.
After shooting three free throws in Toronto going scoreless. And one of those may have been a technical, if I'm not mistaken. But when I heard him speaking after the game last night, I think, you know, he kind of made a little mental calculation after that Toronto game that he was not going to, like, base success and failure at the offensive end on how many jump shots he's making on a given night, because he's been in attack mode these three games since that, you know, really, I want to say anomaly. I don't think it'll ever happen again where he went scoreless. I mean, he wasn't hurt and he played his normal minutes. So I think, yeah, he's adjusted big time, as have the Sixers. I think their play in playing when he gets double teamed, I think they learned the lesson. They obviously worked on it. And their scheme is much more solid for me since that Toronto game and the three ensuing games.
Is he holding the ball for a shorter amount of time? I think sometimes he waits and draws that double team. Is he now, when the double team comes, is he getting it away quicker?
Maybe on occasion, but the real issue is, can you get it out of there? I mean, to hold it a little bit longer is not problematic for me if you can pass out of the double. But I think what he's doing, he's mixing up what he does. I'll tell you what he did once late in the game. Like, they doubled him. He actually dribbled out, back away from the basket. And they call that dragging the double. He drags two players away from the basket doing that. So now when he makes his pass, it's very tough for either one of those two defenders to get back into play if somebody penetrates to the basket, which Tobias actually did on the play. So I think that little tactic, I think the tactic of splitting the double once in a while. As I said, when we were looking at some plays after the Toronto game, pregame, I think the next game was Sacramento.
Yes.
And I said only half in jest. He is Joel Embiid, which means he can split doubles once in a while. He's
a big man.
Guy.
Yes.
Yeah, with quickness. And he's been doing that a bit more. So I think, you know, altering what he does, the attack being a little more effective, and just a real aggressive mindset, getting to the post more frequently, attacking what you said early once in a while before the double gets there, all the above has led to him shooting 44 foul shots in three games.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, let's focus a little on tomorrow night's game because the Utah Jazz will be in town. I said last night going into the Pacers game you were going to see two of the better defensive teams in the league. And now I think on another night you're going to see another good defensive team in the Utah Jazz. And I know that Embiid has a thing because Rudy Gobert has won the Defensive Player of the Year each of the last 2 years, and it's something he has aspirations of one day winning. But what do you anticipate in the overall match and the match between the two big men? And obviously I know Gobert does not have near the offensive skill set that Embiid does.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that Gobert is able to, you know, focus entirely on the defensive end because his offensive role is much more limited than Joel's. So yes, that'll be a real challenge. And he's a big, strong guy. He's not guarded Joel, in my opinion. And again, that's a small random sample.
Yeah.
But he's a big body guy like Marc Gasol, who obviously has guarded Joe very well. So they're the type of guys, you know, who if Joe is going to have a problem, you know, those kind of wide body big men, you know, don't try coming like Sabonis trying to guard him. And I like Sabonis. I think he's a very good offensive player. But, you know, it's a total mismatch, him trying to guard Joel. You just look at the two guys. So, yeah, to your point that I think this will be a good challenge and a good game tomorrow. However, I'm pretty sure I saw this score in the ticker. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, Utah was in Toronto tonight, and I think they got smoked.
Ooh.
So you'll have them on a back-to-back coming off a bad loss.
And that's not the easiest of flights because you're having to go through
Customs,
right. So it takes much longer. Interesting. All right, Coach, just because the Eagles has been dominating conversation, before I let you go, did you watch that disaster today?
Yeah, I did, D. Yes, it was disconcerting, to say the least. I'm a football fan. I don't know football, but obviously they could not they had no answers with respect to slowing down the, 37-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. Who, by the way, his over the last 2 years, obviously last year was with Tampa Bay, this year with these guys. His yards is approaching 700. And,
wow.
And 7 TDs. So.
Yeah, I mean, would have forgotten. I'm obviously watching the game. They put it up there, what he did last year against the Eagles with Tampa Bay. But somehow, I don't know. It just seemed like he was too comfortable in the second half, just picking the defense apart.
Absolutely.
You give the, I know he's an older guy and he's, been with a lot of teams, but this is not the first time. I mean, the Eagles are not the only team that he's done this to. He jumps out of the box periodically.
Yes, he does. You are correct. Yeah.
When he gets hot, I mean, he goes on these kind of tears. So, hindsight, I would have liked to have seen somebody maybe, change it up a little, come with a blitz once in a while, whatever, because they obviously weren't getting to him in the second half.
No, not at all. All right, Coach, well, we'll check you out on NBC Sports Philadelphia tomorrow for pre- and post-game, Sixers-Jazz, 7 o'clock tip.
I appreciate that, and I got a feeling we're in for another good one. So, looking forward to it, Dave.
Yeah, by the way, the fact that they're still undefeated at home.
How about that?
And by the way, Toronto is as well. Miami, unless they lost last night, and Boston. They had four going into last night's action that were all still undefeated at home in the East.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I think they all still are. I think that's accurate. I didn't... I haven't looked at standings, but, the Sixers, that's why that win last night, was so impressive. I mean, Indiana has the ball up one, and, you're under 20 seconds.
Sure.
So that was, why that one.
That does make those three steals so impressive. You are correct.
That's kind of my point. You have a game absolutely on the line. You're not talking about that. That was a great steal with 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
Right.
But that was absolutely in the guts of the game.
Yep, good point.
So I'm looking here, D. That score was right. The Raptors beat the Jazz 130 to 110 up in Toronto.
Mm.
Yep. And to your point, the Celtics, they won again. They beat, I'm sorry, that was on the road. But I think those teams are all still undefeated.
All right, Coach Lynam, thanks for being on the Comcast Business Hotline. We do appreciate it here on a Sunday night.
Pleasure as always, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for talking some Sixers after a lot of Eagles chat here today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.